Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool. Do you feel warmed up enough? I don't. What's fun to talk about, but not too fun that we... How'd you feel about... Are you a peanut butter guy?
Yeah. Crunchy?
How often? Pardon?
Crunchy.
Yeah, always. How often?
Not as much as I used to. Not as much as I'd like to.
I eat peanut butter every day.
No way.
Yeah.
I went through a phase where every day my breakfast was peanut butter and toast, but I got more boring and now it's just butter on toast.
You have butter on toast every day?
Next it'll be toast, and then it'll be, I'll put the toaster on and imagine.
Oh, that's weird. What's more boring than plain toast?
I don't think there's anything in the
porridge.
Yes.
Which is what I have my peanut butter in.
Is it?
That was a professional seg.
You've just made porridge fun.
I've got a weird, here's my thing about peanut butter, crunchy. Yeah? I've got a weird wisdom tooth.
How weird?
It came up sideways.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
I like to say it came up like it was raised in the streets. It's literally on its side. The old bits of peanut get stuck in there constantly.
Is it so it's facing inside your mouth or facing out?
It's facing the other teeth.
Oh.
Completely sideways. If you look at an x-ray of my teeth, they're all beautifully straight. And then there's one at the back, which is just like on its side. It looks mad.
Ew,
I've asked about having it out before and they're like, that'd be too fucking painful, mate.
You've asked the dentist to have it out.
I said, mate, he said, you've got a weird tooth. I said, let's go outside right now. Put the drill down. We'll see how hard you really are. I fought more dentists than you've had hot dinners, mate, all right? I fought one dentist. Stop eating gazpacho. Right. What a weird sentence. I sometimes think about my legacy if I die now, and it'll be this fucking podcast. What a shame.
That'd be bad.
What a shame.
We need to achieve stuff so that...
We really need to achieve stuff. I've been saying this, John.
If our obituary is this podcast, we're in real trouble. This needs to be right at the bottom. This needs to be like an asterisk.
Yeah. Can a footnote have a footnote?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. Every episode we discuss as many of your ideas as we deem necessary, or we can fit into the 25 minutes before this studio becomes Dante's Inferno. But only one of those ideas can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be the first idea on the Cork notice board at the new Dream Factory fan club in North Korea.
Yeah,
we're going global, John. We're taking Pyongyang.
Yep.
Mm. I'm Joel, a man who silences the voice in my head with an, oh yeah, this podcast is definitely a valuable use of both of our time, and we are in no way shouting into the void. And across from me is John Harris, a man who this weekend confessed to me that his favourite animal is the humble and timid barn owl.
It's true.
You love a barn owl. Why do you love the barn owl again? You listed 15 reasons in a text.
Yeah.
I haven't got it available. Just repeat them now.
Well, humble, timid.
Humble, but you used that as one reason, which is interesting. So there's still 14 left to go.
But
barn. Yeah, barn dwelling.
Harry Potter associations.
Was that a barn owl?
Interesting
question. Let us know. Tweet us.
Various owls. There are various owls in Harry Potter.
There are various owls in Harry Potter.
It's not just Hedwig.
Is that the hot take from this week?
Yeah.
Is that the episode title? Nah. Various owls?
I hope not. I hope
good name for a band. Did you notice that I didn't do a word in the word?
Fucking owl.
I changed the format.
What did you do?
I just did a man who silences the voice in my head.
Mm.
I'm changing the format.
Let us
know about the format change.
Last week you did a really good
thing. Yeah, I couldn't match it.
And so I understand you at least have to have a week off. Like,
yeah.
calling time.
I was awake last night trying to think of a funnier one than the Y in Jamiroquai, as you wear those silly hats all the time. And I don't think there is one.
This one's from Elliot. Skifull.
Oh, okay. About the yogurt.
Oh, that's a great... Because I was going to say, the thing is, a lot of Bond films already have skiing sequences. So...
Yeah, and one of the games did as well.
Which one?
Oh, it was good.
Was it?
I think it was Tomorrow Never Dies. Maybe the ski bit in that game is based on the film. I don't remember.
Nah.
But there's a really good ski bit at the end where you go off a big cliff.
He's done a ski bit in the like classic 60s.
Roger Moore did a big ski.
Yeah.
He wasn't on skis. He was on one of those guys.
Like a
what are they called?
Snowmobile.
A jet ski for ice. A snowmobile, yeah. No. People call them a
snow jet ski.
A snow jet ski.
That's what they call them.
That sounds like one of the bands you'd like.
Snow jet ski.
Yeah.
They sound like Nordic snow jet ski.
Yeah, which is where I was about to bring up the Nordics, actually.
Oh, go on, tell
me. They've become so big in the yogurt scene.
It used to be just Greece.
It was, honestly, no, come on, Petit Filou.
Thank you very much.
I used to love a Petit Filou. Little thing I used to do, little hack.
Yeah.
I used to freeze my Petit Filous.
No.
And then I'd sort of squeeze it out as like an ice cube and just eat it. Like a hand sweet.
You do not have sensitive teeth.
I do these days.
That way, that
I punish my teeth.
That makes my insides.
You must have frozen a froob.
Yeah, but you
everyone,
can suck.
I mean, everyone was freezing froobs.
Yeah,
that was the cool thing to do.
And then there was those ones you could get the like triangle of like orange squash essentially.
Oh, a calypso.
No, because the calypso is these ones you'd buy them and they were liquid, and then you would freeze them. Calypso. Oh, Calippo.
No, I think it is a Calypso. Calippo is the tube. Yeah. I'm not a fucking Calippo, is
sorry.
Mate.
So you're saying that they were
I think they
that
might have
legally
done. One
similar.
Of the brands was called a Calypso.
That's
I'm sure
so
it was.
Cheeky.
And it had a little smiling sign on it.
Yeah,
and there were several flavours. Orange, blackcurrant, red.
Red.
Oh, God, I love reminiscing about this sort of stuff. Yeah, but we froze... I tell you why we froze Petit Filous.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the fruit Petit Filous we were freezing. There was a pudding version of Petit Filous. Do you remember them?
It was
and
like,
one of them was like a creme caramel flavour.
Yeah.
And that frozen, I tell you, I've never tasted anything better in my life. I should go home and just pop six of those in my mouth and not eat dinner and be sick.
And because of the Nordic takeover, and you can't get it anymore.
This is what I'm saying. You can't get those. And I wonder how Greek yogurt feels. And also when I was a kid, it was definitely Greek yogurt and not Greek style yogurt.
Yeah. Actually, France had a really good time in the like late 90s, early noughties because they had Danone as well.
They were
riding high.
They didn't realise how good they had it at the time. But honestly, the Nordics, the Scandies, they've just come in and they're dominating the yogurt game now. Who's next?
Oh, I can't wait.
Who's next? I can't wait.
Tweet in.
We've started eating Skyr, which is like Greek yogurt but Icelandic at home. And I tell you, it's got a nice moussey quality to it.
Ooh.
I'm a convert. Oh. Fuck Greek yogurt, that's what I say. This podcast is brought to you by Scandi Yogs.
He's laid the gauntlet. What happens in Skyfall? Skyfall's like the reminiscent one. He goes up to Scotland, right?
Yeah.
Skiing in Scotland. Is that That happens sometimes.
It snows.
Yeah.
People ski in Scotland?
Well, I mean, I think if it snows, like one, you know, the town, like wacky guy will go up the top
and he'll get pulled down by a car.
But it's not like
it's not a ski holiday place.
Yeah, they haven't got, you know, chairs.
Is that another thing that used to be big in France but has been taken from them? I think it is.
You think?
People don't go to France as much for skiing anymore. Some people go to Japan to ski.
Have you been skiing?
No.
Man of the people.
I've been dry slope skiing.
Okay.
But I didn't like it, so I just went on the toboggan.
Yeah, I don't think dry... I haven't been dry...
Because you... What do you think? It's disgusting.
I think it's common, and... For the record, I don't...
You think the John Knight Leisure Centre in Chillingham's common? How dare you? The toboggan there was lethal, though.
Was it?
Oh, it was really good.
Big time. So that's Skifull. Thanks, Elliot.
This is from Ben.
Yeah?
Instant Family.
Yeah.
All four members of a family appear fully formed, but with no idea of how to do things and no memory.
My idea this week is Instant Family.
Is it that as well?
Yeah. It's not exactly that. Mine, I was thinking it was like more like Sea Monkeys.
Oh, good. Someone
it's like grow your own family.
Yeah. Well, we can cut that.
No.
Are we doing this? Is this on the podcast now, what we're saying?
I don't know anymore.
Is this the podcast?
I don't know anymore, John.
Listener, tweet us. Is this the podcast?
We're keeping this all in, or are we?
So you've not got an idea this week?
I'll think of something in the meantime.
Well, pressure's on. The pressure's on. You've only got 4 hours now before we finish this record. So imagine like Sea Monkeys. I've just had this great idea. And there's like a little powdered family. But who's making a powdered family?
Who would make
a greater being? God.
Yeah. It feels like a kind of like satire future
Humans just God Sea Monkeys? Tweet us.
Humans just God Sea Monkeys. cookies. Well, this
all I'm trying to speak in is episode titles this week.
This all sounds a bit like kind of the theory that we all live in a simulation that is just set up. There's like, according to physicists, if you look at the stats, it's more likely that that is the case than it's not the case.
Which stats?
Like, oh God, I don't
know. Opta stats aren't providing information on that, are they? Where do you get these stats? If you look at the stats.
If I think it's like some sort of future sci-fi satire thing where someone, it's actually quite bleak, I would say. If you want it, if you need it,
it's quite bleak.
Family.
I'll tell you why it's quite bleak, because in this version, the parents are created instantly, but they have no idea how to look after children. But they've got two children in their care.
But is it a bit like a Bourne thing, or like that where you've got in your brain, you know, even though you have literally been born that day, effectively, you have all the equipment.
Yeah, because if you were born that day, you wouldn't even know what trousers are.
Exactly. That would be funnier though. Depends how slapstick Ben wants it.
Super slapstick. I imagine, speaking on Ben's behalf, he wants it really slapstick. He wants this naked family not having a clue what they're doing. Social services get called in.
Well done.
Hey, give us another idea.
What about this one from Lizzie? Fighting with my family.
For fuck's sake.
Is that one you've got?
As in the sitcom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not your one, is it?
No.
It's the one you've got. Hey, look, we're zeitgeisty guys, all right? It's big. We look at the charts. We see what's on there.
No, we don't. These are people that have messaged these in to us.
No, I know. No. Yeah, Lizzie. Yeah, she exists.
Yeah.
I've seen her.
Yeah.
But it's still like people are getting involved and they just want to know what's in the charts right now. And right now, there's a Stephen Merchant film called Fighting With My Family,
yes,
a sitcom.
Exactly. And Robert Lindsay greases up.
Yeah.
And takes on the rest of the family.
Which... Because Nick's the slapstick comedy guy from My Family.
Yeah.
He's the younger,
isn't it
he's
weird?
The older son.
Okay. How many episodes of My Family are there, do you reckon?
7 series, but it's an English sitcom, isn't it? So it's probably six series.
There are 120 episodes of My Family, 11 series. The thing is, I watched it all the time.
Yeah.
I can't recall a single storyline or thing that ever happened. I can remember one thing, maybe, where Nick sold Christmas trees and he stored them all in the lounge and it became like a maze and Robert Lindsay couldn't find him and he was really angry.
Yeah.
Out of probably, 50 hours I've spent watching My Family and then repeats and I can't tell you anything about it. It's like that sitcom My Hero.
Yeah.
How weird. I've probably spent hundreds of hours of my life watching these. Ardlo Hanlon and a weird talking baby.
And we were kids at the time, so we're not drunk or anything.
No.
Well, Joe.
I wasn't drunk. You were French. Were you drunk? You don't call it drunk though, do you? It's just beer. I don't remember anything from that. How can those programs have existed? So, how was I? And also, it's pre-having mobile phones and being distracted by other stuff. I would have been fully focused on My Family and My Hero.
Oh, those were big highlights of Friday night.
Yeah, they were huge shows. I can't tell you anything about them.
Madness.
I can't tell you what any of the characters are called, apart from Nick from My Family.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Robert Lindsay was called. Dad?
So My Family is about a family.
Good.
The only thing I know about, and this shows how like your brain keeps pointless information. The only thing I know about it is at the time when they were promoting the first series, they kept talking about the fact it's the first British sitcom that's written like an American show by a massive team of writers.
Right, okay.
That's it. Wow. Why would I know that?
That is weird. Was the son a genius? The little son?
Yeah. So there's like a geeky son.
Okay.
It was the youngest.
Yeah.
And there was the ditzy girl character who was the middle.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, the mum was what's her face?
The Quidditch teacher from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And all I remember about My Hero, he's a superhero, but he's also a dentist? Or a GP?
Yeah, he is one of those. I think he's a dentist. A dentist like is like a comedy job, isn't it, in sitcoms?
Well, because I guess it's like in writers' heads, it's like one of the most boring jobs you could have. So the humour comes from the contrast of an inverted commas boring job.
And he would sense a forest fire across the world, wouldn't he?
But he was busy doing jeans, root canal.
Exactly. And it's difficult. Which one's more important?
Only time will tell. How about this one from Joe? Aladdin-a. Aladdin-a what? I don't know.
Goodness sake. It's got too punny and weird, this show.
Aladdin-a. So I assume it's like, do you know what? This is the concept of the podcast Off Menu, isn't it?
Just 51 episodes of My Hero.
So, okay.
Yeah, it is Aladdin-a. Yeah, because he's a genie who grants you food.
Yeah. So
why don't they call it Aladdin-a?
If you're interested, guys.
If you're interested.
£50.
We'll sell you Aladdin at £50. And then you can deal with Disney.
Have you seen the Blue Will Smith?
Of course I've seen the Blue Will Smith.
What do you think?
Is it true that he wasn't blue and then they made him blue?
Well, no, right. So here's my theory on this.
You've got a Will Smith blue theory.
I've got a Will Smith blue theory. Welcome to my Will Smith blue theory. So he's done loads of press where he is
blue.
Will Smith. No, no, no. He's Will Smith wearing the clothes with the hair, but he's not blue, right?
He's done press like that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Like, you know, like...
junkets and stuff.
No. You know, like, Entertainment Weekly will have, like, a spread where it's, like,
well, he's not done press then, has he? But you don't see it. The Empire magazine doesn't feature Darth Vader on the front. You think, oh, I look forward to reading that Darth Vader interview in there. That's what a stupid thing to say.
I would, though. I would look forward to a Darth
exclusive Darth Vader.
Darth Vader misunderstood.
Yeah, I would read that. Exclusive. But it's not what happened. He hasn't been doing press.
Right, anyway, so...
There's been photos of him non-blued.
Yeah, on the set and in, like, press shots. Good, not doing press,
better.
Press shots. So my theory is, he's like, oh, this is my true form, does the blue bit for, like, a minute. And then he's like, but you guys would be freaked out by that. So...
Oh,
and then
nice.
We'll just be Will Smith for the rest of the film.
See, I thought he wasn't blue, people complained. And so they made him blue in post. And now people hate it more.
Yeah, he looked blue in post is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I've always said it.
Never make something blue. If it's not blue, don't blue it.
I hated Avatar.
Was really... that post?
Yeah.
Was that all done
post.
In post?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Anyway, that's Fighting With My Family.
I have no idea about this one from Kevin, but Kevin has previous with us because he was the one who came up with Tits, A Wonderful Life.
Oh, Kevin's a pervert.
Now
I remember
now. Now he's... Allegedly. Now he's come up with Angels with Dirty Feces.
For goodness. We can't keep broadcasting this man's ideas. For
fuck's sake. We start getting like...
There'll be a raid on his house and the stuff they'll find in there. The hard drives they'll seize.
And there'll be like think pieces about why we gave him a platform.
Yeah, it will be the... Yeah. Oh, good press for us though. Is it a press? Or will it just be a news story about us?
Shut up.
Anyway, Angels with...
Dirty feces.
I mean, is there such a thing as clean feces?
Good question.
Even do angels poo?
That's the big question here.
Isn't that the follow-up to Philip K. Dick's book?
The thing is, I assume part of heaven... Look, my version of heaven, there's definitely going to be food there. And I assume for you too.
Big time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're thinking about the toilet situation.
Is there a toilet situation?
No, you don't need to poop.
No?
No, of course not.
Or pee.
Maybe a
pee. Sometimes a good wee is really satisfying. So part
no,
of heaven,
never. A good poo is.
Both are. No? You've never had a satisfying wee when you're desperate?
Yeah, maybe. But
so I think they do have to both be part of heaven. Because
yeah,
sometimes
true.
They fit. Sometimes
how many
satisfying.
Ply are you getting in heaven?
All the
what
ply.
Is the maximum
unlimited
ply?
Unlimited ply.
Oh, come on. No, not unlimited ply. It'd be like wiping your ass with a book. It would be like wiping your ass with my idea coming up later.
Okay.
Okay. What's Angels with Dirty... Dirty Faces about?
I don't know. I was meant to do the research. I'm sorry, Kevin. But frankly, we
keep
should
coming
be giving...
in, Kevin. Keep him coming in, please.
Yeah?
Yeah. All look, right. until he's proved guilty of anything, keep sending him in.
Thanks, Kevin. Now it's time for Bippity Pips.
Are they still going?
Bippity Pips.
Oh, Bippity Pips. Night and his Pips.
Bippity Pips will never end because I'll make him continue submitting them. What about this one? Bohemian's Rap Shoddy. Bohemian Rap Shoddy.
So it's some cool Bohemian people. They can't rap. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or it's like the story about how...
Freddie Mercury had an unreleased rap album.
Exactly. Come on, that's good.
That
and it's terrible.
Good. It's really
it's
bad.
It's so bad and offensive.
That. You know when you always hear about, like, you'll be like, oh, you know, Prince had a vault full of music.
Yeah,
don't you just want to hear the bad stuff?
Yeah. Someone the other day was saying, oh, on a podcast I heard someone claim that there's an allegedly secret R.E.M. Kurt Cobain album out there. In the
what? Yeah. How's that not getting released?
Exactly. And the Freddie Mercury rap album that no one's heard.
How's that not getting released? I'd be into that. I can almost imagine that having happened as well. They've tried their hand at every other genre.
Because he's around the time of, like...
rap music, yeah.
The early gestation of it, so...
Yeah,
and he's
beyond.
Taking inspiration from everywhere.
Yeah.
So before he died, I could definitely imagine he did like a... And it's all like, obviously, you know, rapping on the beat.
You reckon? Or maybe it's like a Run-DMC Aerosmith vibe.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's quite good. Mm. Also, I went to a quiz last week.
Yeah, here we go.
There was a music round. And they played Walk This Way by Aerosmith. They did not play Walk This Way by Aerosmith and Run-DMC. And the quizmaster accepted both Aerosmith or just Run-DMC as the answer for the artist.
Just Run-DMC.
Isn't that fucking disgraceful?
I would accept both. I'd accept the collab.
Well, even if it wasn't How clearly the version.
How far did we get into the song?
You could just hear it wasn't the one. You know. But that's my own grievance. And I'll be going again this Thursday.
Wearing your Run-DMC
Hoping to win
t-shirt.
Again. We were really robbed in that quiz, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
I don't want to talk
And
about
you're
it.
Going back?
Of course I'm going to go back. I'll keep going back until I win. Then I'll smash the joint up.
And that is Pippity-Pip.
Cheers, Pippity-Pip. Should we do our own film ideas?
Yeah. I'll go first.
Cool. What's
Mark Wahlberger.
Good. Great. We've done that before, haven't we?
When have we done Mark Wahlberger?
I don't know. I feel like I remember talking about Mark Wahlberg having a burger. But maybe that was just... Maybe I just chatted to someone about that in the street.
What about that wrestler from
He's
the
He's got
90s?
A burger restaurant. Mark.
Gold Burger.
Mark Wahlberg's got a burger restaurant.
Mate, I had to come up with
He's
one
He's got a chain of
we
burger restaurants. I've seen one.
Yeah?
I haven't been in it. I've seen it.
X Marks Wahlberg's The Spot.
That's quite good.
Thank you.
That's quite good. Mark Wahlberg's After Buried Treasure.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Thank you.
Nice.
It's an adventure show, film. We do films. Mm-hmm. Adventure film, Mark Wahlberg, After Treasure. Yeah, it's got that Indiana Jonesy campy vibe, but it's also got big guns and big arms because it's Mark Wahlberg. So it's basically The Rock.
Mm. And The Rock's the rival pirate.
Yeah.
The Rock would make an excellent pirate.
He'd make...
Why has The Rock not been a pirate?
But also, like, the rival, I would be on his side immediately.
The Rock.
That's why you can't cast The Rock as a villain.
But well, they should.
They did at the very beginning of his career, when he played the Scorpion King. Then immediately, they were like, he's the villain in this film. And then, like, all right, now we're doing a Scorpion King film, because everyone loves him. And he's the good guy now. Because he's just so likable.
Imagine loving the Scorpion King.
Ugh, I did.
Yeah. Why hasn't The Rock played a pirate? That is interesting.
Fascinating.
Are we due a good pirate film? Pirates of the Caribbean have really killed that genre, I think.
But it wasn't like pirate films was a massive genre till then.
Wasn't it?
No.
Muppets Treasure Island?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, true. Treasure Island?
Yeah.
Why isn't pirates a bigger genre?
It's not like westerns or something. There's not that many films you can put into that genre.
Yeah.
It's a good question, Joel. One that we'll be answering in
that anime, that album one's good. That's really good.
Pirates versus Scientists.
Yeah.
In an adventure or something.
Yeah, that's really good, that one.
Yeah?
It's got some really fun gags.
Aww.
Anyway, here's my idea.
Imagine them.
My idea is a sequel to Green Book called Yellow Pages.
Yes.
And it's got nothing to do with Green Book.
Good. Good start.
It's set in the UK.
Cool.
And the guy who owns Yellow Pages, obviously they're down to the like. It's 2019 in this film.
Yeah.
They're barely keeping going.
It's a pamphlet.
There's like a few elderly people that still use Yellow Pages to look stuff up. And so Yellow Pages hire hackers to take down the internet so that the only resource left is the Yellow Pages for all of your services.
Amazing.
Mm.
It's weird, isn't it?
And the Yellow Pages becomes like the Amazon. It becomes the single most powerful company in the world.
That's really good. I like that, Joel. Mm. Yellow Pages is where all the old phone numbers used
I never
to be
used
put.
It. I think I was too young for the Yellow Pages. I wasn't calling up a plasterer when I was 9 years old. You know? But they're a big part of my childhood.
I remember as a child being excited about the prospect of having to look up a phone number in it.
And also, there were just people in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't all services.
That is weird, isn't it?
People were in the Yellow Pages. Because Robbie Williams famously once sang, "Look me up in the Yellow Pages, I will be your rock of ages."
So when you were looking up Robbie Williams in the... So would you look up W for Williams or would you look up Ages for Rock of Ages?
He can afford to put two ads in.
Oh, fine.
Just say he covers all bases.
Oh, good.
What would you sing if you were... If Robbie Williams released Let Me Entertain You.
Yeah.
If he released Let Me Entertain You now, where would you look him up?
Damn.
Look me up on LinkedIn. It's just not as good, is it?
Play Yet, Paul Will Sink It In.
That's awful. You used to be a songwriter.
Yeah, mate.
Hey, suggest your modern-day Robbie Williams Let Me Entertain You lyrics.
And suggest a film, because we're actually...
No, we've changed. The podcast is now modern-day Robbie Williams lyrics.
Fuck that. We've got no films.
John's showing me a blank bit of paper to show you.
We are literally out of films, so if you want the podcast...
The cupboard's bare.
If you want the podcast back next week, you send us a fucking film. Otherwise, no episode. Podcast.
No, we'll come and we'll do an episode, but it'll be shit.
I think people might quite enjoy that in a weird cathartic way.
Oh, you think they're going to punish us?
Listening to us struggle for a half an hour.
Yeah.
No episode.
Anyway, we know it's the end of the episode because there's a knock, knock, knock at the studio door. And entering the studio...
It's Mark Wahlberg, isn't it?
Well, why not?
With his burgers.
Well done, John.
Thank you, mate.
You did really well there. Do you know what? It feels like a Friday to me or something.
It's a Monday for the listener. It's yesterday, if you're listening as it came out.
If you're listening the day after this was recorded. I've got a real Friday vibe about me.
Well, you live the freelance life, so every day can be a Friday, if you want it to be.
Every day can be a Friday, and it is.
But no, Sunday is sometimes a Tuesday, so swing some roundabouts.
That's weird when Sunday's a Tuesday, actually.
For you,
and
mate.
You don't know until the morning.
We had a tweet from Emma saying, Ari Attila the Hun / Genghis Khan. Confusion.
You say Ari and not Ri. Most people say Ri.
Ri Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan confusion. That's right, Joel. You said tweet in and someone actually did. So we need
this is unbelievable. We have to acknowledge it.
Do the decency of acknowledging it. I always confuse Gloria Honeyford and Angela Rippon. Any idea, Joel?
I really thought there was going to be some light shed on the Attila Hun, Genghis Khan situation.
In my head, they are the same person. Gloria Rippiford, if you will.
How often is that a problem for Emma, do you think? Unless she's related to one of them.
If you met one of them and said the other one, how cool would that do you think that'd be?
I think you'd maybe have up to 5 minutes left of your life.
Yeah?
Yeah. Rippon would kill you.
Rippon you apart.
All right, let's go. Fuck's sake.
Well, I don't know why I did so many puns this week.
You were really pun heavy. Look at you still saying that into the mic in case it gets included. I don't know why there's so many puzzles this week.
Anyway, we're just exiting the
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.